Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech was Peya, Perik Ches, Mishnah Ches. Mishi Eshlein Messiah says, if a person has 200 Ziz, Sagt about Tanura, Chazal understood, that's enough for a year, for clothes and food. Therefore, Lo Yito, he has no right to take, either Leket, Shikha, Upeya, Umayser Ani. You have enough money for food and clothes for the year, you're not poor enough to take any of these matnasanim, any of these matonis that are intended for people that are poor. Let's say he has 200 zuz minus one. In other words, he has 199 zuz. A dinner and a zuz are the same thing. So the halacha is, you have only 199, you don't have 200? So afilu elef, even the value of 1,000 zuz, noisen like ka'achas, if they give it to him in one shot, reziitli can take it. Once you have less than 200, you can take a gift. You're not mechuyev to say, well, I can only take one dinner. No. The Torah never gave a shear how much the oni is allowed to take. Once he's an oni right now, even though he is one zuz or one dinner, again, it's the same thing. One zuz shy of 200 zuz doesn't make a difference. He can take matnasanim even if what he's getting is worth 1,000. In the Melech HaShlema, there's even a greater chiddush. Afilu elef noisen leka'achas means even if 1,000 people are lined up and each is giving him a zuz, he can take it. That's a bigger chiddush. If one person gives him 1,000 at the same time, okay. But if 1,000 people are lined up, as soon as the first person gave it to him, he already has 200. Still we say no. Being that they're giving it to him one right after the other, it's considered like one time, and he can take it. Vayter zok de Mishnah, suppose he had 200 zuz, but he owes money to someone, and that someone has a shtar that says that if he doesn't pay up his loan, he's going to collect that money. Or it's a mashkin l'ksubas ishtoi. He wrote before he got married that if he dies or they get divorced, she will collect her ksuba from this money. Hareza yitel, he can take matnasanim, the matanis for the poor. Being that he can't use this for his parnasa, the money is set aside, there's like a lien on the money, it's considered as if he doesn't have the 200 zuz. Right now they're married, he didn't die, he didn't get divorced, doesn't make a difference. That money is not totally his. Vayter says the Mishnah, Ein mechayven oisei limker es beisai. Bezin is not going to obligate him to sell his house, the house that he lives in. Ves klei tashmishai, or his utensils, even if they're silver or gold, and say, well, you have 200 zuz, just sell your house. Sell your ichveis, silver spoon. No, we don't make him do that. Klei tashmishai means kelim that he uses to eat and drink with. It also means his clothes, it means his blankets, even if they're set aside just for Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not mechuyev to sell them. You know what? Sell your silver spoon and buy a regular metal spoon. No, doesn't have to. But if it's a house that he doesn't live there, it's an extra house that he has, it's an investment house, then he has to sell it. Zok de batanura. This is a person who wants to take leket shikhape, but he's not taking from the kupa of tzedakah. That he doesn't want to do. When the gabbai is giving out money for people for food for the next week, he doesn't want to stand on that line. He does want to take leket shechepeya, so we're saying, okay, we're not going to make you sell what you have. Meaning your house that you live in, and the kelim that you use for eating, drinking, and sleeping, and so on. But if he's a person who wants to get online and get from the kupa of tzedakah, then we say no. Once you do that, you can't even take the leket shechepeya until you're first going to sell klei tashmishai. A lot of inyanim discussed over here in the Paiskim. If let's say he has unbelievable doctor bills, Rahmanul Islam. He's allowed to take tzedakah, even if he has more than 200 zuz. Because once he's going to pay up the bills he has to pay, he won't have enough to live on. Now, this that it says he can take 1,000 zuz, if he has less than 200, it's also brought down a Shulchan Aruch. That's if he's putting it away for further. But stam is it a take if he doesn't need it, that he's not allowed to do. You can't take tzedakah if you don't need it. There are shittas in Shulchan Aruch. If you want, you can look it up. Yeridaya, Simon Reish Nun Gimel. And of course, this is very complicated, but Bezman HaZeh says a person can take until he has enough money that he can have parnosa from that money. No, either way, Hashem should help that we shouldn't have to take. And the Mishnah is going to give us a little bit of a suggestion how to get that bracha. Well, that's going to be in the next Mishnah.